live from the River Camp.
The River Camp.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
It's reached that time. It's time for the heavyweights. It's the W1 division. And to take you through all of the action, it's Tim and the commentary team.
Thank you, Jack. Yes, did I just hear release the martlet?
Yes. Release the martlet.
That sounds like the worst press ever. Anyway, this is the W1 division, the final women's race of May Bumps 2015. We have Downing W1, Keys W1 and Emmanuel W1. All three of them have rode over so far this week. No change at the top of the division. But just below that, Jesus W1 bumped up on Claire W1 on Wednesday. And they've rode over twice. So Jesus will be looking to catch Emma, I think, today. Below that, first and third W1, Christ W1 on for Blades. Newnham W1, Girton W1, LMBC W1, Pembroke W1, Queens W1 on for Spoons. Churchill W1, Peterhouse W1, Jesus W2, who are, I think, on for Blades. St. Cat's W1, Kings W1, and then Selwyn, the sandwich boat. Now, with about 10 seconds to go till the start, the rain has all but stopped here, Riverside. It's the very slightest drizzle, but now the start cannon has gone and the boats are away. You can see a lot of frantic rowing going on down the river. Downing at the top of the division, looking absolutely imperious. They look realistically unstoppable. They have been top of this W1 division for a very long time. And for good reason, they are looking absolutely great. And they look, if anything, to have opened up their gap between them and Keys. That looks to be, as they come past me, it looks like they've opened up that gap to maybe 2 boat lengths. They are looking very strong and will be going for a strong row over to get them their blades at the boat club dinner tonight. Keys, though, looking very strong as well, and they certainly want to join their men at the top of the river. Behind them, Emma looking very strong coming through, maybe having lost a bit of ground to Keys. And Jesus behind them, about on station. They're all looking very strong through the start, as you would expect for such a high division, the top division. Claire, though, they are struggling. Claire have lost a lot of ground on Jesus and have been closed down by first and third rather a lot. And it looks like we might even have... we have about a canvas in it coming through first place corner as Claire take a very close line to the bank. Blades clipping the foliage sticking out from the bank. And first and third closing them down with a canvas in it. Whistles blowing everywhere. Behind them, Christ, they are coming through now very cleanly. Behind them, Newnham. They're on station and nothing happening there. Behind Newnham we have Girton. They are rowing through strongly as well on station with Newnham. And behind them, LMBC. They are looking strong following Girton and on station as well. Morwenna, what's happening at the top of the division?
Okay, so I've had the top tier two through, and I can confirm that Claire have been bumped to Claire W1. Obviously, a very strong crew for the last few years. They are going to be absolutely heartbroken with that result even. But I've got Emma rowing through with Jesus W1, and Christ coming through now. Christ rowing beautifully, but unfortunately, everything ahead of them has bumped out. So if they manage to achieve blades this year, it will be a bit of a miracle. They are followed by Newnham. Newnham are putting in a solid performance, but nothing, they're not. There's probably, I'd say, about 3 lengths between them and Christ. And they are followed by Girton. Girton rowing on station. I would say Girton probably looking a bit more solid than Newnham. They're rowing more in time. Newnham seems to be getting a bit flustered as they go into Grassy Corner. And Girton are followed by Maggie. Maggie, obviously this year being coached by DL James, the men's lightweight coach. And it's showing they're rowing solidly. 2 lengths between them and Girton. And we've got the rest of the crews rowing on relatively on station. Joe, what's going on with you at Ditton Corner?
Thanks, Morwenna. Up at Ditton, I've just got Downing W1 passing me now. Keys W1 are roughly on station, and I know that Keys are really going for this bum. Let's throw it down to Tim. What's happening down at first turn?
So since you last heard from me, everyone else in the division has rode through strongly and about on station, with the notable exception of Kings and St Cats, who haven't come past me at all, which I suspect means that Kings have bumped up on St Cats early in the course, and Selwyn and Sandwich Boat now come through. Morwenna.
Okay, so I have got Queens running through, and they are closing in on Pembroke W1. Jesus closing it down to a canvas, and Peter House looking very, very flustered as they go into the corner. There's a very strong Peter House contingent close to me here, and they're really, really shouting to their crew as they go through. Over to you at Goodson Corner, Joe.
Talking about strong contingent, Dublin Keys have come out in absolute force to support their college. They are desperate. There is a huge crowd cheering on Keys past Ditton Corner going into the Long Reach. Keys are hunting down in W1 onto the Long Reach, and I think they have actually closed that gap somewhat. They may just be a length in it now. A huge rush of adrenaline for the Keys W1 crew, as I would say 200 Keyans have turned out to roar on, going for the double head pit, of course. Behind them, Jesus are still chasing Emmanuel W1. There doesn't look to be that too much in it. And going past me right now, I think I have Christ, who are a little bit out of contention now. The first and third have bumped up on Clare, but Christ will be looking to end their week with a good performance. They are actually on for Blade, so they are desperate to close that gap. Going past me after that, I've got Newnham, who have fallen down on Christ, but they are, again, not under too much pressure from Goethe behind them. They are roughly on station. If I throw up to you, Fan, what can you see?
Yes, well, I'm now tracking the progress of the two boats at the top of the division. We have Downing W1, followed by Keys W1. Keys are really rolling the house out, but it really looks as if Downing are really going to hold out and claim the headship once again. Just behind them, we have Emma just rowing up, and they are followed somewhat further back by Keys, but not close enough to make any ground to back the show.
Thank you. It's getting very loud down here. We've got whistles galore going on. Pembroke are chasing LMBC. Queens are chasing Pembroke. Churchill are chasing Queens. These gaps are getting more and more narrow. I'm going to pass down to Morwenna. What can you see?
Check.
If I come back in, I've got a bump between me. I've got Jesus, who have just Peter House, and I think it was Peter House, and we've got the Keans cheering and applauding for the Jesus crew. They are going to be very, very happy with that. Let me just double check who that is. I think that is a Peter House bump. So Jesus House bumps Peter House. Queen chasing Pembroke, chasing Maggie. Let me throw back up to Juan. What are you seeing? It looks like carnage up there.
Yes, well, I can pretty much confirm that Downing will retain the headship. Downing have certainly cleared the course. So have Keys. They have also rode over. And Emma and Jesus are also maintaining their positions without too much of a congestion of bumps. Newnham W1 have just rode past, followed relatively closely by Girton. There might possibly be a bump, but it doesn't look like it's very close. And then going back down, we've got LMBC W1 coming up. And then one or two boats, and it actually looks like we might have a bump further down. Let me just check this, but it looks like Churchill W1 are going to get a bump on Queens. I'm just confirming that. The Cox looks like they're just about to concede. Just waiting for that to happen. Everybody else thinks, yes, it just has just happened. The Cox of Queens has just conceded, and Churchill W1 have bumped up on the last day on Queen's W1. So back to Joe.
Thank you, Juan. I've got a very lonely sandwich boat. That is the Selwyn boat, who are rowing through the carnage as boats are lining either side of the river. Selwyn have got a rather relaxed and gentle row home. They're not going to be able to bump because the race has left them behind, but I think they'll probably enjoy themselves nonetheless. Just to confirm then, that is Jesus W2 have bumped Peterhouse W2. We think that King's W1 have bumped St. Catherine's W1. As I said, Selwyn is just throwing home rather gently. First and third W1 has bumped Clare W1. And at the head of the division, even though they've had that massive spurt, Keith do not look like they're going to be able to take that Downing. Is that how it's looking where you are, Juan?
Yes, it is indeed. Yeah, I can pretty much confirm that nothing else has changed from what I was saying before. And with that, I think I can go back to Tim.
Yes, so I think that's pretty much all that's happened. First and third W1 have just rode past me with their foliage, singing Fat Bottom Girls at the top of their lungs to the entertainment of everyone on the riverbank. And so that four bumps in the W1 division, that's certainly a good amount of entertainment for a top division. For now, though, back to studio.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
We are going to go down to a very, very noisy riverside with Juan, who's got some results for us. Hello, Juan.
Hello. Yes, I do indeed have some results. I have the results for the W1 division. So, as was suggested earlier, apologies. Having someone has just taken away my results, so I'm just going to have to get them back.
No worries, Juan. Once you get those results back, that's absolutely fine. So we're anticipating when Juan gets the results back that Downing W1 will be the head of the river there. That's what we're anticipating. We're also anticipating a bump between first and third W1 and Clare W1. Churchill W1 and Queen's W1, Jesus W2 and Peterhouse W1 and King's W1 and St. Cat's W1. Juan, have you managed to get those results back yet?
Yes, I have. I've just been given them back. Downing, King's, Emmanuel and Jesus all rode over at the top of that division, so that's just as we thought. First and third managed to bump up on Clare. Christ rode over. Girton bumped up on Newnham. Lady Margaret and Pembroke all rode over. Churchill bumped up on Queens. Jesus 2 bumped up on Peterhouse. King's bumped up on Cats. And Selwyn as the sandwich boat rode over. And those are the results.
Amazing. Thank you very much, Juan. It sounds like it is buzzing down there at the moment.